Hey, I'm Subi Zimmerman, also known as the Instagram expert, and you are listening to the Jazz Spotlight with Jan Ilonga.
Episode 51.
Welcome to the Jazz Spotlight, the podcast that gives you the insight and tools you need to be in the music industry today. Artists, authors, and top music industry experts give you actionable tips that will help you promote yourself the smart way. Here's your host, Jan Ilonga.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Jan Ilonga here from the Jazz Spotlight Podcast with the 51st episode. Yep, that's right. 50 episodes are behind us. Man, time really flies when you're having fun. But I promise you that the next 50 episodes are going to be as awesome as the first 50. And there's going to be so much value for you starting from today. And this episode is probably going to be one of the all-time favorites, same as last week's episode, episode 50, where we talked about how to set up a home recording studio with Graham Cochran. I'm sure this episode is going to be one of the favorite because there is so much value, and we're going to talk about a specific platform, Instagram, a platform that is growing really fast, and it's something kind of a hidden gem in a way, because I see that especially in jazz and in the music industry, people are still picking it up, so are still learning how to use it. And the guest that is here on the podcast today is the number one Instagram expert, Sue B. Zimmerman. So I'm really excited about having her on the podcast. She's one of my favorite online marketer. I followed some of her online classes. I've subscribed to her email, so I get constant tips by email. I follow her on Instagram, so I get more tips there on Instagram. And I'm sure you're going to love this episode. But before we go more into that, I want to give a shout out to two special people who are really supporting me on Twitter. And I want to say thank you to Celestial Blue Music for your great tweets. I'm really happy that you're enjoying the podcast, that you're learning from it, and I hope you're going to continue to listen to it. And the other people I want to give a shout out to is the Canadian band Bees Bees, who is currently having a crowdfunding campaign. So if you guys, you know, since we are in the holiday season, you want to do something nice, a nice gestures, you want to get something for yourself or for someone you know that likes jazz, you will find the link in the show notes, the link to their crowdfunding campaign in the show notes, along with all the things Subi Zimmerman and I talk about in this episode at thejazzspotlight.com/episode51. So Celestial Blue Music, Bees Bees, I wanted to thank you so much for all the great tweets on Twitter and the support you are showing to the Jazz Spotlight podcast. It means the world to me. All right, now it's time to get down to business, but also to have some fun, because Sue is so energetic, she's so cool, and she's a great teacher. I'm sure you're gonna love this episode. Here is Instagram Marketing with Sue B. Zimmerman. Have fun. Okay, guys, how's it going? I'm here with another great guest. And if you listen to the latest episode, to episode 50, where we talked about how to set up a home recording studio, then you know who's here on the podcast today. Today, we're going to talk about Instagram and how to promote yourself on Instagram, how to drive traffic to your website through Instagram, and also how you can monetize through Instagram. And my guest is the number one expert of Instagram. She's the Instagirl Live. Sue B. Zimmerman is here on the podcast today to tell us more about all the great things she's doing, and most importantly, to telling us more about why we should start using Instagram. So let's hear from Sue. It's with great pleasure that I welcome her on the show. Hey, Sue, how's it going?
It is awesome. I'm so excited to be on your show because I've never been interviewed from anyone from Finland. And one of the things I love so much about podcasts is, you know, I reach a completely different market through your community, and I appreciate the opportunity to be here to share this with your listeners. I get interviewed about 3 times a week now, and I just love the global reach that I get to share from teaching Instagram. It's awesome.
Awesome, Sue. I couldn't agree more. And I think that, you know, if I put myself in your shoes, I think it must be pretty fun to be kind of in a different venue in a way, because you taught 2 great classes on Creative Live. And guys, if you want to make yourself or someone you know a great Christmas present, you should go to creativelive.com, type in Sue B. Zimmerman, and you will see Sell More with Instagram and Instagram Marketing for Small Biz. I actually followed Sell More with Instagram, and it was a great class, and I really recommend it. And obviously, you are really active in the internet and social media marketing world. You've been a speaker at Social Media World. You've been featured on Social Media Examiner. And now you're here on the podcast. So can you tell the listeners a couple of things about quickly who you are and why you are using Instagram as your kind of number one branding tool?
Yeah, for sure. And I'm really curious, is Creative Live where you found out about me to interview me, or was it through some other channel or some other podcast?
Okay, I personally have been following you already for some time, but when I saw the Creative Live class, that was when I had the moment that I was like, okay, that's it. I have to reach out to her because I know that you can provide so much value for my audience. You talked about Instagram for creative people there, and I thought, you know what, it would be great to have you here on the podcast. Yeah. So the Creative Live has been when I said, okay, this is the moment when I'm gonna reach out.
Great. Well, yes. So thanks for that. You know, it's so funny because when I was asked to do my first course on Instagram, my producer was like, can you teach a 3-day class or a 2-day class? And I said, oh, I definitely can talk about Instagram for 3 days. He's like, are you sure? It's 6 hours a day for 3 days. And I said, yeah, there's so much to teach. And so that course was back in June 2014. And it did so well that they invited me back 6 months later. And that's the class that you watched, Sell More with Instagram.
Exactly.
And again, I taught another 18 hours. So there's now 32 hours of Instagram marketing content over on Creative Live, which is absolutely hands down the best value you could get if you're a small business and you want to learn Instagram. I will say that it's 18 hours of content. So that's a lot of time. And if you don't have the time, the best course I currently have, in my opinion, is my Insta-results.com course on my website, which is 6 hours of content. And we can talk more about that later, but I just want people to know that there's options to learn, and there's a lot of free content that I put out there on YouTube. I have a playlist specifically for tutorials that's free, obviously, to watch. I also do a Facebook group called Instagram Results with over 3,000 members. And please come on over and request to join there. And then the third place I want to take you all is slideshare.net. And if you don't know about SlideShare for your business, great platform owned by LinkedIn, really easy to share visual content. And obviously, that's what Instagram is all about. And do quick tutorials that you can share on Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, and LinkedIn, obviously, and really grow another community on a platform that, in my opinion, is very easy to put free content. So I love producing free content for those of you that just, you know, can't afford in investing in learning. Totally no problem. I'm here for you regardless. And then, of course, I have the courses for those of you that want step-by-step processes and blueprints to make it happen.
That's awesome. And guys, I can vouch for, I'm part of the Facebook group and it's awesome. But Sue, you forgot to mention Instagram, especially the Instagram expert, your Instagram profile dedicated to providing more value to Instagram users. So every day you share some great tips. And I always follow, I mean, I follow you there, but also on Sue B. Zimmerman or Instagram Live. And you always have so many great tips. And sometimes, you know, are those simple things at first, but those simple things make a big difference. And guys, like always, you will find the links of all the resources and links as Sue and I mentioned here in the show notes. So don't worry, in case you missed some of those, you're going to find everything in the show notes. So Sue, if you know the listeners are musicians and this is a podcast about music business with a touch of jazz. And before we started the interview, you told me something about jazz, and you have to share that with the listeners.
Oh, I definitely do. So my husband is a musician, and his favorite place to take me is to a jazz club. And he has the ear of a musician. He gets very emotional listening to music and can even cry listening to music.
Whoa.
And that's his math brain on fire, his music brain. And I'm on the complete other end of the spectrum. Serial entrepreneur, 18 businesses, a creator, a creative soul, but I love music and I love going, but I don't feel it the way he feels it with that mm-hmm. passion. However, I love Jamie Cullen. And of course, doing my homework before getting on, I wanted to listen to you and get a sense of the content that you share with your listeners. And I love Jamie. So I listened to that interview and it was fabulous. So thank you for that. And you have a wonderful podcast. I am thrilled to be here. You know, I want the listeners to know that I've worked in the music space teaching Instagram. I have a client who actually helps individuals get found with their musical talents, mostly singers. And he did a webinar. He paid me to do a webinar specifically to his list that is all musicians that really want to market themselves. So I'm familiar with how to market any industry, but I do have some experience talking to the musicians out there because let's face it. I mean, musicians are so friggin' vulnerable. Mm-hmm. I mean, you guys, kudos to you. You know, some of you, you know, sing and perform in the streets and, you know, you put your hats out to get compensated and you try on YouTube, you try on Instagram. And I really admire the creative souls that you all are. And I will do anything to help you market your talents.
Awesome. Thank you, Sue. So let's get down to business. Let's get our hands dirty and let's talk about Instagram. You know, many of the listeners are listening to you and I and are maybe thinking, okay, why should I use Instagram to you know, promote myself? So Sue, what would you tell to the listeners?
Yeah. So, you know, honestly, I first want the listeners to know that before I taught Instagram, I taught social media for 6 years. So I understand every other platform, not just Instagram. And I do use them. I use Google Plus, I use Facebook, I use Twitter. I can be on all of them. I have a brain that knows how to connect my social media buttons. But if you were to say to me, obviously, which is your favorite and why, or what do I need for my business? I would say to you, absolutely Twitter for mm-hmm. sure, hands down. And of course, Facebook. And I, you know, my go-to platform where I spend the most time, where I get the most engagement, where I make the most money and have the most fun is Instagram. And let's just stop at the word fun, because if you're not having fun marketing yourself, you shouldn't be doing it. And I'm not telling you to have someone else do it. I really think you need to market your own business, at least at first, so that you know what's working. But I friggin' love Instagram because it's so much fun. It's where I've gathered, as you said earlier, multiple communities, not just from my different Instagram accounts, and I have 6 of them, not just the 3 you mentioned, but because I'm able to curate a hashtag hub, a community of people that follow some of my unique hashtags. Mm-hmm. And we can get into that in a little bit, but to really answer your question, why do I love it? I'm a visual thinker and learner. I love connecting to smiling faces, to people who are humanizing what they do, giving me an inside peek at behind the scenes, things that make them smile and laugh, and books they're reading, and authors that they met. And I feel more connected to people because honestly, Instagram is like opening up a digital scrapbook publicly. You're mm-hmm. sharing some of your most vulnerable photos to the friggin' world. There's over 200 million active users, and every week there's 2 million active users coming on. And Instagram estimates to reach 1 billion active users in 3 years. Mm-hmm. And so you absolutely want to stake a claim, be here, not if you can't take on a social media platform, but simply to do some market research in keywords that you use for your business. And so you don't have to get on Instagram today if you're not here and start curating content, but get on to research and learn from others who you admire, respect, align with, and see how you can set yourself apart and create a digital story that's compelling, where you give value in every post and really share content that's worth following. And so I have my Subi Zimmerman account that you mentioned, and I use that both, it's my personal account, but honestly, I share a lot of business tips there as well, because everyone knows me as the Instagram expert. So I want to really stay in line with that, but you'll always see pictures of my dog and my daughter and my husband and vacations and where I like to shop and food that I'm eating, but I don't post that too frequently. And as you mentioned, the Instagram expert is where I share tips, tools, and strategies daily so that you can promote your business. And I'm mentioning this because if you're stuck and challenged with your Instagram account, sometimes the simple fix is just to create a featured account, which simply means you need to have a separate email to open up that other account. It's like having a business page on Google Plus or LinkedIn or your business page on Facebook, where you separate your personal from your business.
I love it. And I've actually followed your advice because I had my own Instagram account. And then after attending the online class on Creative Live, I created the one for the Jazz Spotlight. So guys, if you want to connect, you can find me on Instagram at @_jazz_spotlight. And Sue talked about Twitter for a moment. And I just want to let you know, guys, that in a couple of episodes, we're going to have an episode that is going to be all about Twitter, and you don't want to miss that out. But now let's stick with Instagram. So you mentioned, you know, the reach of Instagram now, the reach he is estimated to have in a couple of years. So it's a big deal, and we should start using it to promote ourselves. In terms of Instagram 101, what tips do you have? Obviously, I know that you really talk about the importance of having a killer Instagram bio, and you have a course on that. But can you give the listeners maybe the number one tip you would give when they're starting out in terms of crafting their bio? What should they keep in mind?
Yeah, so I do offer an Insta bio on my website, but let's talk about three really important things to set you all straight with your bio. For starters, you want to invest in a fabulous avatar. You want that picture to be a smiling, happy face that is professionally taken if you are the face of your brand. If you have a business that has a logo and you have multiple people that work for you, or you know, you have a band, maybe your logo is what you want to promote. Yesterday, I actually did a bio for somebody. I should look for that while I'm talking to you. Jane, who is a singer and a songwriter, and I redid their bio. I will look for that because I think that would be good for your listeners to know what that account is as we're talking. And so you want to have a fabulous bio. You also, I mean, avatar. And you also want to make sure that in your bio, you have key, rich words that say exactly what you do. This does not have to be a bio like you share on Facebook or Twitter. It's really words, often with emojis, not too many, but emojis that describe you, because you only get 150 characters. So you really need to use them wisely. And I always say, have a call to action in your bio, like telling people, click the link below, which is your unique URL that you have on Instagram. You have one URL. I suggest using a bit.ly link so you can track the traffic from Instagram to wherever you're sending them. So if you're sending them to a song on YouTube, or if you're sending them to your website, or if you're sending them to your Twitter handle, you can switch that up at any time on Instagram. And that's one of the reasons I love Instagram, is because you have one URL. I don't want there to be an opportunity to put hyperlinks in the comments, because then there will be a ton more of spamming going on. And I like that people have to work to get to your URL. And when they land there, it means that they really want to be there, that they invested in being there. So, so again, great avatar photo or logo, good rich keywords in your bio, a call to action, and also a unique URL that you can change out at any time.
Great. And by the way, you mentioned the new bio you did for the singer. Maybe I can link a screenshot of that later on if you mention it. now or even later, I can just put the screenshot there so that you guys can actually see an example of Subi Zimmermann hard work, and you can maybe follow some of the tips she has described now. And I've signed up to your newsletter some time ago, and I want first of all to thank you for the latest PDF file you sent about the hashtags, you know, what not to do, what not to use on Instagram.
Oh yeah.
And guys, I want to urge all of you who are listening to go to subizimmermann.com and sign up for a newsletter where you will get a great file that tells you about 7 things not to do in Instagram. And guys, that's gonna rock your world. But Sue, I don't want to spoil the value of that report that the listeners will get by subscribing to your newsletter. But I maybe want to ask you let's say the 2 most common mistakes you see people make on Instagram.
Yeah, I see a ton of mistakes. The number one mistake that I cringe at is when someone does not even have a photo or a logo up. It's just like a blank avatar. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing. The other is if you're in business, take your setting off of private, because that's like having your door closed, lights out, you're not in business. So you absolutely want to make sure that you are not on private. Now, I have a lot of people message me and say, I get so many awful spammers on my account. How do I get rid of them? Sometimes that's because of the hashtags that you're using. And so people choose to set their account on private because they can't stand all the spammers. But guess what? You can block them, delete them, and report them. And if you don't know how to do that, head on over to YouTube, because I've got you covered. I've got a video over there telling you exactly how to get rid of the spammers that really annoy you and that you don't want to associate with. You want to get them off your feed. And if anyone's deleting a comment that says, nice photo, look at my bio, check out my picture, I like what you posted. These are people that just have bots that comment automatically when you use certain hashtags, and they put mm-hmm. the same stupid comment in your feed, and it's annoying, and it has nothing to do with the content that you posted. And I'm very suspicious of all these people, and I get them off my feed. They don't bother me anymore because they know not to mess with me.
Don't mess with Subi Zimmermann, yeah. Guys. If you're listening and you're a spammer, don't even think about it. I love it. And you know, Sue, when I watched your online class, you talked about 2 tools that have really rocked my world. One is WordSwag and the other one is Schedugram. Do you want to tell the listeners more about those 2 tools? Because
yeah,
I started to use them and they rock. So thank you for that, Sue.
Oh, I'm so glad that you're a student of mine. This makes the interview so much more compelling and exciting for me that you're like a student. A lot of podcasters are so funny. They purposely have me on the call so they can learn Instagram, and then they say, okay, I don't care about my listeners. This is all about me right now. So tell me what I should do. So I love that you're a student first and you're listening and you're learning and you're actually doing. So yay. So WordSwag, hands down, is my favorite app of all on Instagram. I am an iPhone user. It is not yet available on iPhones. Ben Wong, the developer of the app, was actually on my first course physically when I taught Creative Live. In addition to WordSwag, he has a fabulous video app Video Hance, Hance. I use that for my videos as well. So there's so many fabulous third-party apps. I'll mention a few others of my favorites so you can put them in the show notes. I love Diptych, D-I-P-D-I-T-I-C. I also love Camera Plus. Camera Plus takes a shitty photo and you can easily use the filters and clarify it instantly. And even if you feel like, dang, that was the only photo I got of that famous musician and it sucks, I need it to be great, bring it over to Camera Plus and you can do some magic over there, more so with the filters there than you can through the Instagram app.
Awesome.
So I love using Camera Plus. And, you know, for those creative minds out there, Rona Designs, R-H-O-N-N-A Designs, is a very, very Etsy-esque artsy app that allows you to do some really cool things with great graphic elements. And I don't use that too frequently because quite honestly, it takes me longer to create those images, but I will point you out to one recent one that you can take a screenshot of and share with your listeners, which is the one where I did the hashtag headache. Mm-hmm. It's in my Subi Zimmerman feed, and you'll see the hashtag headache graphic. And I'll let you all know that I used WordSwag for that, and I use Rona for the design element. So one of the things I love to do is use multiple apps mm-hmm. to get a really special effect above and beyond what anyone else is doing. I really think that if you can come up with a unique posting strategy that obviously makes you stand out, you will get more engagement, more likes, shares, comments, and possibly some reposts.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And you know, you mentioned kind of me being a student. So by listening to what you're saying, I think I'm on the right track, because I've sometimes used a combination of apps. So I've maybe, you know, taken a picture with my smartphone, with the iPhone. Then I've used, for example, WordSwag to add some text. And then I used BeFunky to create a collage of a couple of pictures. And then maybe I used Schedulegram to schedule the Instagram post. And I want to thank you again, Sue, for telling us about these apps, and also for Schedulegram that you mentioned on Creative Live, because I think it's a great app that allows you to schedule Instagram posts from your computer. I think it's awesome.
Yes, yes. And we do use it. So I post in real time on Subi Zimmerman every day, and occasionally on the Instagram Expert and Instagal Live. Rachel Polish, who's on my team, uses Schedulegram for us as well. And we use it for my other account, which is my retail store, subidu.capecod. So I use it for that. And because, you know, like I said, we're managing a lot of accounts, you know, you've got a schedule, and we know what content we want to be sharing. So we have a content calendar, which I highly recommend if you're in business, knowing kind of like what your gigs are coming up. So for me, here's an example. This week, I am speaking at the Massachusetts Women's Conference, where there's 8,000 people. And I want to make sure that my post reach that market. So by using the hashtag MassWomens, and by using their Instagram account and tagging them, we can now market to the people that will actually be in the room before we get there. And we can do that, as we mentioned earlier on the show, through Twitter. So really having a hashtag strategy that you incorporate, because on Schedulegram, it's so awesome. You can put those hashtags in the secondary comments. And so that's one of the things I want your listeners to understand, that when you use hashtags, you want to put them in the secondary comments, not the first initial description, unless it's a custom hashtag that you kind of dominate the hashtag feed with. Mm-hmm. So talking about hashtags, as you know, I did a whole 2 hours of it on Creative Live. But if you want me to touch on this a little bit, I will. I just wanted to make sure that I answered your question about Schedulegram. I totally endorse it. They are amazing. They've actually are, as far as I know, the only third party that legitimately allows you to post using their software that they've created. And they're based out of Australia, and they have some crazy way of taking your post and bringing it back through their scheduling feed.
Yeah, please now tell us more about hashtags. And I'm sure that the listeners are thinking, okay, Jan, just ask her about the hashtags, because we want to learn more about, you know, the power of hashtags and how we can use those to reach specific communities. So you mentioned the Massachusetts Woman Conference you're going to be a speaker at. It's a great example. So you use a specific hashtag to reach people that are going to be in that area and attending that conference.
Yeah. So first and foremost, go over to my Subi Zimmerman account. I do have a webinar that I'm doing in about a week and a half. And my live link right there is the hashtag webinar. So make sure that you all click the link in my bio over on Subi Zimmerman, which may change. If it does, the bit.ly, it's bit.ly/hashtag web. And the H and the W on web, Jan, are both capitalized. You'll see it over there when you head over there.
Yeah, I've already, sorry to interrupt you, Sue, but I have already subscribed days ago. And perfect. I was already, you know, it's already here in my notes for this interview that we definitely gonna have to tell the listeners about the webinar. So it's, I don't remember, is it December 17th?
Yes, I'm pretty sure, you know, I have so much going on. So please confirm that before I say yes.
Yeah, yeah, sure. And guys, you will find again the links to everything Sue and I are talking about in the show notes. So don't worry in case you missed something. Don't worry, no need to rewind the episode. You will find everything in the show notes. Okay, Sue, sorry.
Yeah, so before we head into hashtags, let me just give you the account that I did, the rock musician's bio. Mm-hmm. It is J Lane Forever, all one word, J L A N E Forever. So go check out that bio just to see the way that I laid it out for him that makes sense. Now, this is a new Instagram account. Like many of you, you might, you know, like that this person is just starting out. Mm-hmm. So go ahead and check out that account.
Awesome.
So let's go back to hashtags. So, you know, the magic on Instagram is in the hashtags if you use them correctly. There are popular hashtags that you can easily find from other websites, like what are the most popular hashtags to use? And that's all fine and dandy for a starting point, but you don't really want to use the most popular hashtags because they move so darn quickly through the hashtag feed. You want to find hashtags that are more niche specific. So jazz musician or jazz musician New York City, or, you know, like get the geotag, the location of where you perform in your hashtag strategy. So you get to use 30 hashtags per post on Instagram. I do not recommend using them all in at one time. To your earlier comment, I do have a download hashtag tips that you can all access. And one of the things that I do is I keep my hashtags in both Evernote, I love Evernote, and also on my iPhone in Notes. And I keep them in groups of six because I want to refresh them five times. So five times six is 30, right? So I put my hashtags in my comments below. Now, because I have such active accounts, I don't have to do that as soon as I post. I wait till I get engagement, usually by midday. I typically get about 100 likes a post and over 30 comments. Mm-hmm. So midday, I'll go back in there and I'll add relevant hashtags, often based on the comments that I'm getting and the people that I'm attracting and the questions that they're asking me. So common hashtags for me would be Instagram marketing, Instagram expert, Instagram webinar, small business, entrepreneur. Obviously, that one's broad and small business is broad. But or, you know, one of my favorites is Instagal Live. So if you want to become part of my community on Instagram, Instagal Live is my favorite community because every single person following that actually watched me on Creative Live. There were over 12,000 people watching from all over the world. And that community is friggin' awesome. And that is my creative friends. And they are the ones that honestly need the most marketing help because, you know, you all just want to make money doing what you love and you have a hard time selling and marketing. And so that's why I'm here to help you.
Awesome. And I want to ask you something about Notes, because you mentioned that that's one of the places where you keep the hashtags and the other one is Evernote. And I remember that you also talked about Notes in the Creative Live class. And you said that, for example, when it comes to actually writing the post that goes along with the picture on Instagram, you use Notes. So do you want to tell the listeners a couple of things about that?
About using Notes?
Yeah.
Like so why you use Notes? Depending on where I'm posting my hashtag, so I'll have one for my store on the Cape, Subi Doo, and in Notes, I will title it that way so that I can easily search it in the search bars. Because honestly, I put everything I do in my Notes and then I bring it over to Trello, which is a awesome content management system that I use where there's an app also, and I put things in Evernote. So the easiest place for me to put things is usually on my phone because I can dictate everything easily. I'm really into efficiencies and moving quickly with being productive. And so this system works for me, but you're going to need to figure out what works for you.
Yeah, sure. I have a couple more questions to kind of wrap up this great episode. And one is about how many times per day one should post. I saw you shared this tip a couple of days ago. I think it was if you have less than 500 followers, I think it was, it could be maybe two times a day. And do you want to tell the listeners why should be maybe two times a day, especially when you're starting out?
Yeah, because you don't want to clutter the person's feed mm-hmm. with your content, especially posting back by back within an hour. Now, I've been posting 2 to 3 times a day on Subi Zimmerman because honestly, I'm getting great engagement and I'm giving value. And I was posting closer to 2, but now it's closer to 3. And I have the content to share that makes sense. If you're just starting out, I say at least twice and you get a sense of what time of day you should be posting based on your engagement. And you can mm-hmm. go over to Iconosquare, which is free web-based application where you can look at your data and your stats every day to see what's working. What filters are you using? What time of day? Who are your most engaged followers? Who unfollowed you? And if someone unfollowed you, you know what? You can send them a direct message and ask them why in a really nice way. Mm-hmm. Again, direct messaging is a whole nother topic I teach in my course and strategies of using direct messaging. In fact, I will tell you this. I just created a video, a direct message video that's only $97 that literally gives you 7 strategies on how to use direct messaging. I have not yet set up the sales page, but if any of the listeners want to purchase the direct message strategy, we should figure out a way how I can get in touch with them, or they can get in touch with me and I can make it happen, because this direct message video is something every single person in business on Instagram needs to hear. And I know that not everyone can afford my $9.97 Insta Results course.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what we could do maybe, Sue? The best way to do this, guys, is simply send out a tweet to Sue at Sue B. Zimmerman on Twitter and tag at Jet Spotlight, so she knows that you are coming through the podcast and she will immediately know, okay, you want to learn more about the direct message.
Perfect.
So maybe that's the quickest way. And my kind of final question, I know that many of the listeners are thinking about, okay, Sue and you, Jan, you have talked about, you know, how to start with Instagram, a couple of mistakes to avoid making. You've talked about the bio, you talked about hashtag. But tell us more about selling. So how do you have a couple of tips on how to, first of all, how to use Instagram to kind of drive traffic to, you know, specific web pages, or like in your case, the webinar? And question number 2 is, how can we sell with Instagram?
Yeah. So, you know, good questions. For the beginners out there, you don't lead with selling. You lead with building trust and giving value. Mm-hmm. So I sell something every day on Instagram. I make money every day. And often it's through people buying my courses that I've created online or just asking me questions. But I am giving value and asking for comments below. And, you know, some people are stuck in their business and I say, direct message me. Mm-hmm. And often those direct messages lead to a phone call, and the phone call leads to someone hiring me as a coach or buying a power hour or buying my course. So if you're selling a product, which I do, and I often post that I'm selling it, if you create a great graphic image that's compelling and brings people in, maybe you're going to give them free shipping. Or if you have an MP3 audio that you want to sell, and I have a disc that I sell, a CD that I've created. It's Subi's Insta Awesome Success Tips that I've created. It's a $97 CD. And so to that point, I would take a picture of the CD, let people know what's in it when they buy it, mm-hmm. and the value that I'm going to give you. But when you say how to sell, I mean, like anything else in life, when you're being sold something, it needs to come from a very authentic place that doesn't feel salesy,
yeah.
that doesn't feel spammy, that feels so authentic, inviting, compelling, and, you know, just a way that people want a piece of you, to be connected to you. And, you know, leading with helping and giving and offering, like, what can I do for you? What do you need? And I do that every single day. I know there's people out there that can't afford to hire me, and I will answer your tweets. I will answer your direct messages. I will answer text messages. I am accessible the best I can be to help those that I can serve, knowing that maybe they can't afford me, but maybe their friends can. Mm-hmm. And so they'll talk about me to their friends. And it always, always leads to a positive place, which ultimately leads to a sale. Because at the end of the day, we're all trying to make money doing what we love, right?
Yeah. No, definitely. Sue, you're dropping so many value bombs here on the podcast. I want to thank you. And I know that you told us that you're very busy and you have a couple of great things coming up. And I know that you're going to be on two great online events. You're going to be a speaker at the Branding Summit, I think next week, and at the Life on Fire Summit. So two virtual summits. Can you give the listeners a small sneak peek of what they can expect from those two sessions?
Yeah. So which you mentioned, the virtual summit for Life on Fire and the one in person.
And you're going to be on the Branding Summit.
Oh yeah. So I'm really excited about Nick Unsworth, Life on Fire. He's awesome. I actually worked with him as a coach for a little bit, and I'm putting together Sue B's 7 Steps to Instagram Success.
Awesome.
And I already did the slides for that. It's going to be fabulous. It's going to be about 45 minutes of nonstop Insta bomb. So you think I talk fast on this interview, that's going to be even faster. And then a similar theme will happen on the Branding Summit as well. I really feel like when I do these quick 45-minute interviews, the best way to do them is by a step-by-step process so people can walk away and feel like they got value and have an action plan.
Awesome. And you're also going to be, you are one of the featured keynote speakers at the Social Media Marketing Award in San Diego next year.
Yeah, super stoked about that. Michael Stelzner and I just did our second podcast interview on the Social Media Examiner. So if anyone's listening and wants to go take a listen to a great podcast interview, check out my last one with Michael. And if you do, make sure you leave a comment there and let me know that you were there. I will reply. And I'm going to be taking the stage. I'm so excited for 45 minutes teaching Instagram marketing and how to grow a community is the focus at Social Media Marketing World 15. And I'm also leading a brand panel, and I'm still establishing which brands we're going to be bringing on for that panel. Right now, there's 3 brands that we're going to have come on and talk about how they use Instagram for their business. And I don't want to reveal which brands they are, but it's going to be a great session. I did a panel last year and it went really well.
Man, sounds like a lot of fun. So Sue, she has told us more about Instagram, how to get started, about the bio. She's told us a couple of common mistakes people make on Instagram. If you want to learn more about that, make sure to go to suebzimmerman.com where you can sign up for our newsletter. You get a free report that goes about that more in depth. So about big mistakes, big no-nos of Instagram. She's told us more about how to promote yourself, about her favorite tools. And she told us about how to sell on Instagram and what to think about before selling, not only on Instagram, but in life in general. And she also told us more about some of her great services. And if you go to suebzimmerman.com, you see there in the navigation menu, there is Sue's services. And you can take a look at that because there is so much value there.
I'm going to hire you as my marketing agent.
Okay. Sounds like fun. No, like jokes aside, Sue, I want to thank you so much for being here on the podcast, for telling us more about your relationship with jazz, and most importantly, for giving out great tips about Instagram and for your upcoming events.
Oh, my pleasure. You know me, I could be talking about this all day.
The pleasure was all mine, Sue. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
All right, we are back. Sue, Instagal, what can I say? Thank you so very, very much for simply rocking on the podcast and telling us more about how to get started doing Instagram, how to set up a killer bio, your favorite tools and tools that we can use as well to boost our Instagram promotion efforts, and for sharing so much value here on the podcast. Really, thank you so much. I really appreciate you being on the podcast. And guys, if you want to have more of Sue, make sure to subscribe to her newsletter and also follow those two virtual summits Sue and I talked about. You can find the links in the show notes, and the best part is that they are free. So you can just log in with your computer and get even more tips from Sue B. Zimmerman. Okay, I want to tell you two things to wrap up this episode. The first one is that the Ultimate Jazz Festival's guide for the month of December is online. So like always, I give you a showcase of the finest jazz festivals around the world, so you can find it at thejazzspotlight.com/December2014. And the second thing, I want to give you a preview of the episodes we're going to have next week. So on Tuesday, we're going to talk more about live concert streaming. Maybe you remember we talked about that on episode 34 with James Wassum of Geeky. And we're going to go back to the topic and elaborate more on that with a great guest. Same as on Thursday, another great guest is going to be here on the podcast on Thursday. And you heard me talking about that during the interview with Sue. On Thursday, it's going to be all about Twitter. And we're going to talk about Twitter the smart way. I'm sure you're going to love those episodes. In case you are new to the podcast, I just want to remind you that you can find every episode at thejazzspotlight.com/show. You will be redirected to the iTunes page of the podcast. You can hit the subscribe button. So guess what? You subscribe to the podcast and you don't have to worry about keeping up with the episodes, because you will get every episode on your smartphone as soon as it's published. I'm Yanni Lunga and you have listened to The Jazz Spotlight Podcast. Thank you so much for being with me today, and I wish you a great weekend. Take care.